模拟卷十 Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper.And decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. What can I do for you, madam?
I would like to check in. I made a reservation for a single room 3 days ago.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Two. Do you let people know when you are taking pictures of them?
I try not to. You know, if people know I'm taking pictures of them, they won't be in a natural state.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
Three. How did your examination go?
I couldn't feel better about it. The questions were very fair, and I seemed to find answers for all of them.
Question. How did the woman feel about the examination? Four. I used to love this restaurant. For years, they had the best Italian food in town.
I agree. It was one of my favorites too, until they changed the style of the dining rooms and had a new chef.
Question. What did the man and woman say about the restaurant?
Five. I would like to go to the movie this afternoon. Could you keep me company?
Of course, but only after I take a nap.
Question. What does the woman ask the man to do? Six. Just imagine, we have to finish reading 50 pages before Monday. How can the teacher expect us to do it in such a short time?
Yeah, but what troubles me is that I can't find the book in the library or in the bookstore.
Question. What does the man mean?
Seven. Do you want to turn on the air conditioner or open the window?
I love fresh air, if you don't mind.
Question. What can be inferred from the woman's answer?Eight. I'm sorry I missed the football game, but I had a terrible cold.
You didn't miss anything. We couldn't have played worse.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Nine. This course wasn't supposed to be hard.
But it surely turned out to be, didn't it?
Question. What does the man say about the course? Ten. Tom must be in a bad mood today. He hasn't said half a dozen words all the afternoon.
Oh, really? That's not like the Tom we know.
Question. What does the man imply?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Compared with the traditional advertising such as radio, television or newspaper, out of home and the internet advertising came into existence only in recent years. Out of home advertising, also called place-based advertising, has become an increasingly effective way of reaching consumers, who are more active than ever before. Many consumers today do not sit at home and watch television. Using newsstands and bus shelters for advertising is an effective way of reaching these on-the-go consumers. More consumers travel longer distances to and from work, which also makes out-of-home advertising effective. As consumers become more comfortable with online shopping, advertisers will seek to reach this market. As consumers get more of their news and information from the internet, the ability of television and radio to get the word out to consumers will decrease. The challenge to internet advertisers is to create ads that audiences remember well.
Now listen again, please.
Compared with the traditional advertising such as radio, television, or newspaper, out of home and the internet advertising came into existence only in recent years. Out of home advertising, also called place-based advertising, has become an increasingly effective way of reaching consumers, who are more active than ever before. Many consumers today do not sit at home and watch television. Using newsstands and bus shelters for advertising is an effective way of reaching these on-the-go consumers. More consumers travel longer distances to and from work, which also makes out-of-home advertising effective. As consumers become more comfortable with online shopping, advertisers will seek to reach this market. As consumers get more of their news and information from the internet, the ability of television and radio to get the word out to consumers will decrease. The challenge to internet advertisers is to create ads that audiences remember well. Questions 11. Why has out-of-home advertising become more effective?
What is a difficult task for internet advertisers?
13. What is the passage mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. There are three main elements that combine to create either a positive or negative experience for listeners. They can result in a voice that is pleasing to listen to and can be used effectively, or they can create a voice that doesn't hold the attention, or even worse, causes an adverse reaction. The three elements are volume, pitch, and pace. When evaluating volume, keep in mind that a good speaker will adjust to the size of both the room and the audience. Of course, with an amplifying device like a microphone, the speaker can use a natural tone. But speaker should not be dependent on microphones. A good speaker can speak loudly without shouting. The second element, pitch, is related to the highness and lowness of the sounds. High pitches are for most people more difficult to listen to, so in general, speaker should use the lower registers of the voice. During presentation, it is important to vary pitch to some extent in order to maintain interest. The third element, pace, that is how fast or slow words and sounds are articulated, should also be varied. A slower pace can be used to emphasize important points. Note that the time spent on not speaking can be meaningful too. Pauses ought to be used to signal transitions or create anticipation, because a pause gives the listener time to think about what has just said or even to predict what might come next. It can be very effective when moving from one topic to another. What I'd like you to do now is to watch and listen to a videotape and use the forms I gave you to write the speaking voices you hear. that tonight I want you to go home and read a passage into a tape recorder and evaluate your own voice.
Now listen again, please.
There are three main elements that combine to create either a positive or negative experience for listeners. They can result in a voice that is pleasing to listen to and can be used effectively, or they can create a voice that doesn't hold the attention, or even worse, causes an adverse reaction. The three elements are volume, pitch, and pace. When evaluating volume, keep in mind that a good speaker will adjust to the size of both the room and the audience. Of course, with an amplifying device like a microphone, the speaker can use a natural tone. But speaker should not be dependent on microphones. A good speaker can speak loudly without shouting. The second element, pitch, is related to the highness and lowness of the sounds. High pitches are for most people more difficult to listen to, so in general, speaker should use the lower registers of the voice. During presentation, it is important to vary pitch to some extent in order to maintain interest. The third element, pace, that is how fast or slow words and sounds are articulated, should also be varied. A slower pace can be used to emphasize important points. Note that the time spent on not speaking can be meaningful too. Pauses ought to be used to signal transitions or create anticipation, because a pause gives the listener time to think about what has just said or even to predict what might come next. It can be very effective when moving from one topic to another. What I'd like you to do now is to watch and listen to a videotape and use the forms I gave you to write the speaking voices you hear. Then tonight, I want you to go home and read a passage into a tape recorder and evaluate your own voice. Questions 14. What is the main point the professor makes?
According to the professor, what can a speaker do to keep an audience's attention?
What are the students going to use a tape recorder for?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
So, why exactly does your job have a reputation for being stressful?
Stress is generally driven by the feeling of being out of control of a situation, and the feeling of a situation controlling you. Trading in financial markets combines both.
How do you relax in the evening?
I very rarely do anything work-related, so it's easy to escape the markets. I generally go to the gym or go for a run, especially if I've had a bad day. I always cook a meal rather than have a takeaway, to do something my brain would regard as creative.
Do you think what you do to relax is an effective way to beat stress?
I don't think there's a specific rule about how to beat stress. I generally find that what I do is effective for me.
Would you consider changing your job because of the high stress factor?
I have considered leaving my job due to stress-related factors. However, I do think that an element of stress is a good thing, and if used in the right way, it can actually be a positive thing.
What do you enjoy about the stressful aspects of your job?
Having said all that, I do actually enjoy an element of uncertainty. I enjoy a mental challenge. Trading generates a wide range of emotions second by second. How you deal with and manage those emotions dictates short, medium, and long-term trading performances and success.
Now listen again, please. So, why exactly does your job have a reputation for being stressful?
Stress is generally driven by the feeling of being out of control of a situation, and the feeling of a situation controlling you. Trading in financial markets combines both.
How do you relax in the evening?
I very rarely do anything work-related, so it's easy to escape the markets. I generally go to the gym or go for a run, especially if I've had a bad day. I always cook a meal rather than have a takeaway, to do something my brain would regard as creative.
Do you think what you do to relax is an effective way to beat stress?
I don't think there's a specific rule about how to beat stress. I generally find that what I do is effective for me.
Would you consider changing your job because of the high stress factor?
I have considered leaving my job due to stress-related factors. However, I do think that an element of stress is a good thing, and if used in the right way, it can actually be a positive thing.
What do you enjoy about the stressful aspects of your job?
Having said all that, I do actually enjoy an element of uncertainty. I enjoy a mental challenge. Trading generates a wide range of emotions second by second. How you deal with and manage those emotions dictates short, medium, and long-term trading performances and success. Questions. 17. What is the man's job?
Why does the man prefer to cook a meal rather than have a takeaway?
Why does the man prefer to stay in his present job?
What does the man say about an element of stress in his job?